ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית בשפות נוספות. יש לנו פודקאסט היום סופר מגניב. אני אריאל, I'm your host for today. אנחנו נדבר היום קצת על צרפת, about France. יש לי כאן אורח. I have a guest, a very special guest here today. אילן. Bonjour, אילן, how are you?
Bonjour, אריאל. כמו שבא?
Very good. Good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for coming on today. And I want to ask you, we're going to have a few questions today. We're going to talk a little bit about French culture, French people. Also, now it's the summer. So a lot of people are maybe planning a vacation to France, south of France. And want to listen to maybe some tips that you can give to locals. So that's going to be the summary of what we're going to talk about today. Let's talk about, בוא נתחיל קודם כל, with a few cultural differences between French people
okay.
and Israeli people.
Okay.
What do you see are the main cultural differences?
First, when like a French person comes for the first time in Israel and meets young Israeli, the first thing that we notice in Israel, it's the population is very young. It is a huge melting pot, different from the melting pot in France. And this is the first thing that we notice. The second thing is...
What, the diversity, the variety?
The diversity, we see like young people coming from many different countries. In France, we'll see a lot of people coming from North Africa. Here we have everyone coming from such as Yemeni from Russia, from
America
as well. We have a lot of American people here. So it's different. The melting pot is different in Israel than in France.
Okay. אז מה שאילן אומר בעצם זה שהקהל פה, שמה שצרפתים רואים בעיקר, שהאוכלוסייה פה היא מאוד מגוונת.
There is people from all over the world. Here was in France, it's mainly, you know, where the migration is coming from. It's coming mainly from right now from North Africa, mainly France.
Exactly.
A lot of refugees are coming in as well.
Yeah.
Which is for better or worse. What do French people think about the refugee status, by the way? I know it's a bit of a political concept, but how is it viewed by mainstream French people about the refugee status? Are the liberal, are the pro taking in refugees, or do they feel like they're losing their French identity?
I think that French is like a representation of helping refugees to come to France. So we would like to help them. It's very important. We like to give an image of France, you know, the freedom of the human being, the liberty for anyone. Mm-hmm.
They have in France, they have the slogan, which I've seen, which is liberty, fraternity, and equality.
Yes.
Equality, fraternity, and liberty. Is it correct, Wes?
Exactly. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Well, explain, please, what that means.
So, liberty, freedom. Like the human being is free to think, free to express himself, free to take his own decision. Equality. Equality, it means that whoever you are, woman, man, black, Jewish, Muslim, mm-hmm. we first a human being, and whoever you come from. And fraternity, it's like support each other. Like, for example, it's more about whoever you're the social class you come from. Social class is very important in France, the social class. Whoever you are, you're rich, poor, or then you have to support each other and don't have any privilege. Like before, like it was a kingdom, they were aristocrats, they were privileged.
Okay.
So now it's over.
I understand. So now you're saying there's no more different statuses, social statuses. Whatever status you are at, you should be supported. לא משנה על המעמד, איפה נמצא, אבל לתת מיכה אחד לשני. Okay, I like the concept. Is it more of a neoliberalism? Is it a communist concept? Is it a democratic concept? What do you think they lean towards in terms of mentality?
The
socialist concept, what do you think?
It's like a different. In France, we have our own history. Because during the French Revolution, everybody heard about the French Revolution. This concept comes from, especially from France. It doesn't belong to communism. It comes from later. It's just like the population to be citizen. Citizen I think, the most important concept that defines liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Mm-hmm.
So as a human being, you are a citizen of the nation. And this is how we represent the French concept. So yeah, this is what I wanted to say.
I just want to say
to the population.
Okay, so I want to say two things. Number one is that you are a Frenchman, very French. Okay, but I like you a lot. You have a very interesting charisma and appeal, and you're very intelligent. You're also a good friend, and therefore, I want you to tell, let's say, our listeners now, Israeli English by listening to this, learning English. Okay, why should they travel to France? Why France? Why would you recommend France as a destination?
For many reasons. First, France is a very old country. There were like a lot of civilizations, so there is like a huge French history since antiquity. So the first thing is you go to France to see how can I say the history of the country. This is the first thing. You will see monuments that last since centuries.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition, yes.
I've been to the Palace of Versailles, by the way.
Versailles, yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. It was amazing, beautiful day out.
Yes, Versailles represents the French, the French culture, the kingdom, and also the power of the kingdom. When you see Versailles, it's like the ideal representation of the previous power of the kingdom, the French kingdom. And some people, we still have a little population that it is nostalgic about it.
Okay.
And so people come like to feel this when we go to Versailles, to feel the power of the kingdom through
the
history. Exactly.
Okay. And okay, so what other advantages would you say in terms of, obviously, you've got the areas in France which are good for skiing. Okay, in the winter. And then you have the areas in France which are good for the summer months, which is the whole coast.
Okay.
The Lille, Nice.
You have many beautiful. So the first, like, you can, south of France,
mm-hmm.
About the landscapes, I should recommend to go spontaneously to Nice, to Cannes, to Marseille, in the Mediterranean coast. And you have between those big cities, amazing, like a landscape, very typical Mediterranean landscapes with, the houses, the trees. It's very cute. And through this, you have the culture, the gastronomy, this atmosphere, typical Mediterranean with an architecture typically also from Mediterranean. You have Saint-Raphaël, you have you have also Annecy, like the lake altitude. When you feel like another kind of south of France, that it is closer to the Alps, exactly like you mentioned, I would say like you go to ski in Lille, for example, to the mountains. If you go to the mountains, but the landscape even in summer is really amazing, where you can hike. When you will meet people from there, typical people from there. I recommend as a French person, there is a dream that I would love to do.
Okay.
Is to see the Rockies in the Ardèche. It's like a canyon.
Okay.
French canyon.
It's a French, like a French canyon, like a Grand Canyon?
It's not as big, of course. It's more it is more cute.
Okay.
It is more cute. You will have, but it's so beautiful. You see like a Rockies, white, very white rocks, And Lizardesh, it's a major mistake. I never do it, but I recommend the people really to go there, because people will see, like, I would like to go to Marseille, I would like to go to Cannes, but they are, for me, honestly, not because I am French, but for me, South of France is the most beautiful place in the world.
I've been, and I tend to agree with you. It is one of the most beautiful places in the world. What about, let's talk about something which I like to do when I go to France. That is the wine. Okay, it's some very good wine. Is it worth going to a winery like Bordeaux? Where is a good place to go for wines?
You have Bordeaux. You have many different landscape to, I mean, to region. Each region has its own runway, vineyard.
Okay.
Such as Bourgogne. Bourgogne, I should recommend like to go to Bourgogne, because the wine there is very traditional. So we think all the time about Bordeaux, Cours Saint-Emilion, and we forget also like about Bourgogne, that it is very important. Yes, this is a region that comes spontaneously to my mind. Like, yeah.
Okay, and what is it? How long do you recommend to travel France to get a good indication, so I can come back and say, okay, I've seen the country. How long would I need? Really go for it. Let's say now you're going to France and you want to see everything. How long do I need?
France is quite, finally, it's a quite a big country. So I would recommend like to stay at least 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
Okay.
Like, because you have the time to explore the north side of France, that it is also really beautiful. And yeah, there is Strasbourg, the east of France, that it is on the border of Germany. You have the west coast, La Bretagne. We never talk about La Bretagne, but it is like very Celtic. It's a Celtic region, very mystical, and where you feel something else. You know, you have
a... In what way is it mystical?
Mystical in the about
what is
them, Bretagne, La Bretagne. La Bretagne.
Okay, as Tishmo de Top Tito Milan, Sule La Bretagne, Zem Makomisti Omer, Makomadim, Makom Kasul. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this place. I'm interested now. You got my attention.
So the capital, we each region has a kind of main city, that it is Rennes.
Okay.
And it's an amazing city. Bretagne has its own history, and because it's an is own history, La Bretagne is more than a region. It's a region that would like to become even independent.
Wow. It's like a Catalonia.
It's like a Catalonia.
Okay. And have their own language, or it's still French?
They have their own language. Breton. They talk Breton.
They're called Breton.
Breton, and they speak French, of course, but they have also their own language. La Bretagne is an amazing place to see.
Okay.
And if you like adventures, if you like history of pirates,
okay,
just go to La Bretagne at Saint-Malo.
Okay.
Saint-Malo, it's the region of pirates, of the cider, alcohol cider. It's very beautiful.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about gastronomy, food.
Okay.
What is your, let's say, favorite French dishes? If you go to France now, what are you going to eat? What is your favorite dish? I want to tell you what I've tried first, and you tell me if it's, look, I really like the French little bakeries. I like to eat this, many different baguettes, obviously croissants, stuff like that. But besides that, I got to try escargot, which is interesting. It's very delicious. I like it.
Escargot, yeah.
It takes a while to get used to it. It looks not so nice, but it's nice. And also, I tried this dish which had an egg in it and raw meat, tartare.
Yes.
Tartare. And I mean, it was pretty, well, it wasn't bad. It was edible. Like, I was afraid to eat it. It was like a burger, but raw. I enjoyed it. It comes with chips and a beer.
Yeah.
And there's also a place there, a very famous place for mussels, for seafood mussels.
Yes.
That they have a very French like chain that they have. What do you recommend would be like French dishes which are very traditional, authentic, nice?
The first thing that I recommend, so like to go to Paris, the first typical gastronomy in Paris is Le Croque-Monsieur. You go to a bar, You just feel the atmosphere. And for the gastronomy, I would recommend to eat a croque-monsieur. Le croque-monsieur is like just a toast with the cheese on it. And there, wow, you have le...
I prefer your... the croque-madame.
Croque-madame, yeah. It's not for sure, but you can try. You can try. If you like this, there is like a little salad. And croque-monsieur is a perfect place that if you go to Paris. If you like to eat something that it is more gastronomy, French gastronomy is so large because each region holds. You have also le bon bourguignon.
Okay.
Le bon bourguignon, so bourguignon, it's like it comes from Bourgogne. Mm-hmm. I love this region. This is, I think, my favorite region.
Okay.
To
live or to visit?
To
for everything.
For everything. It's like very quiet. The landscape is very, you have a lot of castles. And there, if you like to eat something where you feel the history, the castle, the kingdom of France, just go to Bourgogne, you will love it. But bourguignon is a very good meal.
Okay.
After that, exactly that, for seafood, it's more about, of course, the littoral in Normandy, in Bretagne, you will eat like a very delicious seafood,
mm-hmm.
south of France also as well. And you have also something that you like to bring friends, you like to bring your family, and you like to eat something very French is la fondue.
Okay.
There is even a movie that show up, la fondue.
Okay.
It's a very famous, all French know this movie, it's called Les Bronzés. It's a comedy.
Les Bronzés. Okay. As this is a temporary accommodation a weekend, but I would say you wrote much more nice. Les Bronzés is the name of the movie. Okay, so what is Le Fondue? What is it?
So La Fondue is, it's like a special cheese.
Okay.
That you cheese where like you put potatoes in the cheese. So it's like hot cheese,
mm-hmm.
and it's more soft than the cheese in the pizza. Like you put the bread, you mm-hmm. put the potatoes, and then you eat. It's like very good for the winter when you are in the mountains. It's very heavy, but it's the best meal to eat in family or with friends just to have fun. And after that, your belly is very full for porridge.
Then you're full for a period, for a time.
For a period. It's the perfect.
Okay. And, okay, now, how is the... I know that when I was at Friends many years back, I was at Friends recently also, but when many years back, I know that English is not great. I mean, a lot of people don't speak English.
Mm.
You speak English very well.
Thank you.
I know you're working to understand Hebrew and Hebrew, which is not great right now, but you're working on it. But in the English culture, like speaking English in France, I recently was there. I feel it's improved a lot. Is there a willingness amongst young people to embrace English language because of tourism, because of globalization, or is it still very much French, you know? We speak French, you must speak French, and we are French.
You are right. Like we have never been good to speak another language, especially English. For the first reason, I think because we are Latina language, and Latina language is, for example, I feel closer like to Spanish. Spanish, for me, it was faster than to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Because like for a simple reason, our academy is not good. We don't have a good English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And like the accent is, we have to force ourselves to pronounce very well the English accent.
It's difficult, of course. Also from English speakers. It's mm-hmm. difficult to do the French, you know, because you're cutting a lot of words. It's very different. You guys speak a lot with the lips. It was difficult.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't like talking with my lips.
Yes.
Okay. So do you see there, like now, okay, firstly, I mean, you know, a lot of students, our students particularly, you know, the English is good. They listen to this podcast to improve the English. and they'll probably be heading to France to speak English. We obviously also offer French courses here, mm-hmm. which if you want to really get into them, we'll say inside the delicate that was called one course, but it is the way to go. But if you can't, will you get by with English in France today? Will people understand you, especially in the little areas like in Bourguignon?
Where people can speak English or understand?
Will people understand you? Will you get by? Or will it be a problem if you speak in English?
I really don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I understood well the question. Please, can you?
My question is if I go, if I'm speaking English as an English speaker, will the French, if I travel to quiet towns on the coast or to a city like Bourguignon, like an area, will they, are there enough English speakers for me to communicate, or will people struggle to understand me at all?
I think they will have some difficulties to understand English people. If you go to the region, you will see like more older people. The people will be older, and their English level is very low. In Paris, you won't have any problem. Or, for example, in the big cities such as Nice, Marseille, it's okay. But if you go, for example, to Bourgogne,
you're in a problem.
You will have a problem.
And that's the most beautiful place to probably see.
Exactly.
According to you.
But it's a very typical, like you have a market. Mm-hmm. Here in Israel, it's the Shuk. In France, you have a lot of market where lettuce, vegetables, etc. is sold from. So if people speaking English doesn't speak French and goes to this market, it will be difficult to communicate.
Okay. And when you sit down and let's say, what you feel for you is your favorite top things to do, let's say three or four things to do in France, what would you just say, your top things? If you were to go to France right now, what would be your top things?
The first thing, it's to go back to Paris, Le Quartier Latin. It's called Le Quartier Latin. It's the place where all students is gathered. It's where all universities and school, the best French school is gathered in an amazing place.
Okay.
You have a lot of bars, you have a lot of artists, and this is the first thing that I would love to do. The second thing...
It's awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun to feel the vibe, feel the difference.
You feel the vibe, you feel the academy, the French academy, you feel everything where all students and the Parisian students, we say bobo. Le Paris Bobo, it means that privileged students, like your healthy, well-being students, study in the middle of Paris. The second thing is, please, don't stay in Paris without doing the train, the speed train. It's so amazing, like to travel through France, to go from a place to another beautiful place through train. And all the landscape in France is very beautiful. So take the train and travel through France to go to another city.
It's amazing. Oh, it's a good tip. It's an amazing tip. Okay, nice.
And the third thing is don't be scared to leave the village sometimes and to go to see the landscapes. And the first landscape that I really love is, we mentioned, to go to south of France and to hiking, because we say it again, the French landscape is one of the most beautiful landscape in the world.
It is. It's something which is beautiful and amazing.
So be out of the village, of the cities, and get the opportunity to see the nature.
Okay. So I just want to tell you, wait, one last question.
Okay.
When you travel to these landscapes into these smaller villages and places, is there also a diversity, or is it very French? Is there refugees as well, or is it mostly very French, authentic?
It's authentic. It's very authentic.
Wow, I need to experience that. I haven't had a chance. I
tell you. You will see rocky houses close to in the middle of... it's a very typical and very traditional, and it's a very authentic. You will see friends at 500%.
All right, Dylan. So thank you for coming on today. I learned a lot about France, about the culture, about the people. האמת שאנחנו יכולים להיכנס לזה כמה שעות, and we'll be back. תגידו מה אתם חושבים על הפודקאסט הזה, אם תרצו לשמוע עוד פרקים לגבי צרפת. Have you gone back here to go into more detail about, you know, a lot of things that interest people, like relationships, the way French people think, how is intercultural relationships, mindset, כל מיני דברים כאלה שיכולים לתת לאנשים קצת פרספקטיבה אחרת, זה globalization. So, אז תרגישו בנוח גם לכתוב לנו, to write us in, info@sofotshely.co.il, גם אתם מוזמנים למצוא אותנו קשר בוואטסאפ, אם יש לכם פידבק, שאלות, שאלות לגבי הקורסים שלנו, 053-550-1976, אנחנו מזמינים גם בוואטסאפ. אילן, this podcast, like the French people say, was ולאלה, it was tremo, it was in a lot of fun. And thank you for coming on, my friend. It's good to see you and always spend time.
Yeah, really, thank you.
And אני אהיה כאן, thank you. And אני אהיה כאן שוב שבוע הבא כרגיל. תודה רבה שהזנת לנו, שיהיה לכם שבוע ויום מוצלח. Bye-bye.
Bye.